Off the Ball, GAA.
The team is after beating you last year. I can't predict it. I'm only saying if most players, if they're in that situation, you'd move the earth to go back and win a ball against them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Welcome along to Monday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Sweden start their campaign in Monterrey with an emphatic 5-1 win over Tunisia. Amad Diallo scores late for the Ivory Coast in their 1-0 win over Ecuador. And three-time runners-up the Netherlands are held to a 2-2 draw by Japan. But first today, Sweden were convincing 5-1 winners over Tunisia in the early hours of Monday morning. Brighton midfielder Yassin Ayari scored two. Liverpool striker Alexander Isak and Arsenal frontman Victor Gyökeres were also on target for Graham Potter's side. Sweden moved top of Group F, and Potter says it was a great night and great start for them.
A solid team performance that then allowed Alex and Victor to show their quality, which obviously they did. But, you know, there was lots of positives for us in terms of stability defensively, I thought. Obviously goals from midfield, the impact of the substitutes.
The Netherlands and Japan drew 2-2 in the other game in Group F. The Dutch led twice thanks to goals from Virgil van Dijk and Crescencio Somerville, but Keita Nakamura and Daichi Kamada hit back for Japan. In Group E, Germany started with an impressive 7-1 win over Curaçao, who did equalise in the first half. Kai Havertz scored twice for Germany. Felix Metsche, Nico Schlotterbeck, Jamal Musiala, Nathaniel Brown and Dennis Undav got the other goals. Despite the result, captain and former Aston Villa midfielder Leandro Bacuna says they've done Curaçao proud.
It's our first goal ever, you know, we qualified, first time ever, so I think the people will still be happy. They will cheer us on till the last game. No matter what we do, I think we are heroes. And yeah, we have to see where we can get some points to make them actually more happy than they are already.
The Ivory Coast left it late to beat Ecuador 1-0 in Philadelphia. Manchester United winger Amad Diallo scored in the 90th minute. Ecuador hit the bar twice in the first half. Ivory Coast went close themselves and hit the woodwork before the winning goal. Ivorian midfielder Seiko Fofana says it was a big result for them.
It was not easy team. They play very good. They show to everyone why they didn't lose, I don't know, 70 game. But play, we are very happy and we hope to recover well and to make good next game.
Today, attention turns to Pico Lopez and Cape Verde as they take on 2010 world champion Spain in Atlanta. Lopez, who has played all of his career in the League of Ireland, qualifies to play for Cape Verde through his dad. And on yesterday's Football Sunday, Keith Tracy said the entire League of Ireland community is proud of him.
Playing against Cape Verde, Pico Lopez from Crumlin, from his father from Cape Verde, and playing at the World Cup.
Yeah, wonderful. Brilliant story. I've never really met Pico Lopez. I obviously admired him from afar doing League of Ireland commentary and analysis. He's been a brilliant servant to Shamrock Rovers and to the League of Ireland. I know he's the PFA representative, and rightfully so. And if ever you thought, who can we elect as the PFA representative, it's Pico Lopez. He just carries himself really well as a professional. He's very courteous to everybody. He seems to have time for everybody as well. And I wish him all the best. And like I say, I've never really had any dealings with Pico, but when I find myself thinking about him starting for Cape Verde, I look and think, I feel proud of him. And I have no right to, I don't know the man, but I just look and think, what a servant to the League of Ireland. And to see him playing at a World Cup will be absolutely brilliant. We should mention Joey Anang as well, going with Ghana, the St. Pat's goalkeeper. Probably not as likely to play as Pico, but yeah, I wish him all the luck. And like I say, we're all proud of him. I think every League of Ireland fan is wishing that he does really, really well, but he's up against the might of Spain, and young Lamine Yamal coming inside is a very difficult thing to deal with, as is Nico Williams. But Rodri, Fabian Ruiz, Pedri sliding balls down the side of you, doesn't get much tougher than that.
No. I wonder if he's going to swap a jersey.
I would urge him to. And honestly, as a player, sometimes even as a fan, when I'm sitting watching Premier League games or international games, I look and I think, don't be swapping jerseys, you're on a level with these guys. But now I sit back and I think, I've got no jerseys. I've only a Robbie Keane jersey when he played for Liverpool that my little brother asked me to get. And now I think, why didn't I pick up some jerseys? And you can do it on the sly. It doesn't have to be in front of the camera. I did ask for Luka Modric's once when we played against Croatia, but Robbie Keane beat me to it and wouldn't hand it over either, Jay.
Ah, Robbie.
I know. Absolutely shocking. But yeah, no, I would say to Pico, go and get somebody's jersey, because sometimes when you're in that bubble, JD, you think those days will last forever, and I can assure you when you're finished, you're a long time finished. So go and get some stuff and some memorabilia that you will always remember.
Meanwhile, on Football Saturday, Shane Keegan joined John Duggan and said he feels that Spain, the European champions, are favourites to win the tournament outright.
I'm veering with Spain. Right. Yeah. Now, listen, that is on the proviso of...
No provisos here. This is your
giving myself a get-out clause here. Look, they're going to need Jamal to be fully fit and fully firing by the knockout stages. But I think he probably will be. I think they'll use him extremely sparingly, if at all, across the first two games. And then maybe try and get a first start into him in the final group game. I think they have a nice soft group, which allows them to do that as well, John. But if they can get him in and fully fit, and by the time they hit those knockout stages, he's in full flow. Again, Nico Williams on one side, Jamal on the other. I think Arrizabal will do okay. I understand that he's not maybe as big a name as some of the nines in the tournament, but he's a decent player. He's a 1-2 a goal every second game at club level so far this season. And I think he'll do enough in that role. But for me, it's the midfield. I just absolutely love the blend of the midfield options that they've got there. I still think Rodri's the best six around. Pedri's sumptuous. Absolute. I just love watching him as an eight.
Think of a better midfield than Portugal.
I think they're probably on a par with each other. But I don't think Portugal have a Yamal. That's where the difference would be for me. Like, I know, again, you can't jump to massive conclusions, but it's a fairly staggering stat to see how many assists Bruno Fernandes get in the Premier League this year. What did he finish with? 20, whatever it was.
One, I think.
Yeah,
he broke the record anyway by one.
Yeah,
in the last game.
Yeah. He had zero assists in the World Cup qualifiers for Portugal. Not one. No. I don't know, like, that's maybe he'll blow it out of water here again. And that's not really me putting the blame at Bruno Fernandes' feet. It's me putting the blame at other people's feet that Bruno's trying to set up, but maybe doesn't have the same attacking quality in the at nine in particular.
Arsenal Spanish midfielder Mikel Merino says they're in for quite a challenge against one of the World Cup debutants.
We know they are a very good team. They want to play the ball. They want to press high, and they want to, you know, make an impact in the World Cup. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Especially being the debut, but I feel confident in our team and in our chances.
That game kicks off at 5:00. Then at 8, it's Belgium against Egypt in Seattle in Group G. The Belgians don't have the same quality they had in their squad in 2018 when they got to the semi-finals. But the current crop does still include Thibaut Courtois, Amadou Onana, Youri Tielemans, Jeremy Doku, Kevin De Bruyne, Leandro Trossard and Romelu Lukaku. Mohamed Salah and Omar Marmoush are both expected to start for Egypt. Belgium captain De Bruyne says he's excited for the games to get started.
I've played against Mo for 10 years, so our kids also went to the same school, so I saw him from time to time, and he's a really nice guy, so it will be nice to see him. It will be nice to compete again, like old times.
At 11 o'clock tonight then, Marcelo Bielsa's Uruguay will start their tournament against Saudi Arabia in Miami. The two-time World Cup winners have Darwin Núñez, Fede Valverde and Manuel Ugarte in their squad, but there's no Luis Suarez this time. The Saudis, meanwhile, will be hoping to start the tournament in the same way they did in 2022 when they beat the eventual winners Argentina in the opening game. Meanwhile, Iran have arrived in Los Angeles ahead of their opening game against New Zealand in the early hours of tomorrow morning. It comes amid the news that the US and Iran have agreed on the framework of a deal to end the war in the Middle East. The country's side flew in on a chartered flight from their base in Tijuana in Mexico. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Now, at the weekend, it was Morocco who impressed most people with their 1-1 draw against Brazil in New Jersey. And on yesterday's Football Sunday, Keith Tracy said Morocco could go all the way.
I give Morocco a chance, and everybody I speak to, JD, says quarter-final, semi-finals at a minimum for Morocco. Yet you're not, a lot of people won't say that about the English, won't say that about the Germans. I give Morocco a chance. Anybody who picked up Morocco in their sweepstakes should be happy enough.
You think they can win it?
I think they can go and win it. They're a very, very difficult team to beat. They don't lose an awful lot of games. Even if you look at I think Morocco are better than Germany. I think, and people have said to me they fancy Germany as dark horses. People have said they fancy Ecuador, or I personally fancy Colombia as a bit of a dark horse. I think Morocco were ahead of all those teams. And yet, there's probably Spain, France. I think Morocco are right there on the cusp of the English, you know, for in terms of my way of thinking of who can win it. So I think they're in with a good show. Probably not the first one or two, but, you know, the horde of horses coming behind, Morocco were right in that pack.
Well, they were semi-finalists 4 years ago. They got a very good young crop of players, won the Under-20 World Cup. And it was Ismail Sabari who got the opening goal there from PSV Eindhoven. And it was very well taken goal. And I just felt the slickness of their passing, their movement was very good in the first half hour especially.
Yeah, it was constructed really well. And I know I've highlighted left back and right back, but Morocco go right through the middle, right through the heart of Brazil. And Zabardi's finish was lovely. Just dinks it over Alisson, cool, calm, and really, really collected. And I don't watch a lot of African football. I wouldn't follow the Moroccan team unless, you know, it's a World Cup. But I think a couple of people are, me personally, I'm sleeping on Morocco. And as I say, I expect quarterfinals, semi-finals at a minimum. But if they get a decent draw, JJ, I'd find it very hard to back against them. I mean, even if they were to play in Argentina or the Brazil again, you don't fancy them to lose, or definitely not to get swept aside easily. So, yeah, my takeaway over the first couple of days, I know we've still got France and Spain and the English and Argentina still to play, but I think Morocco are probably the team that's impressed me the most.
And if you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Scotland World Cup hero John McGinn says the team can only improve after their 1-0 win over Haiti. The Aston Villa midfielder got the winning goal, which means they're top of Group C after the opening round of games. Next up is Morocco in Boston once again, where a draw on Friday night would mean knockout stage football at the tournament for the first time.
Can we play a bit better? Of course we can, but that's brilliant. We're going into the games against Morocco and Brazil with more gears to go up, but Scotland winning at a World Cup again is the main takeaway.
England's Jordan Henderson knows exactly what's expected of him at this World Cup.
Just to be myself, regardless of how much I'm playing, whether I'm playing every game, whether I'm not playing as much, just to be myself and enjoy being back in the squad, which I've enjoyed every camp that I've been in, and I'm really looking forward to this tournament.
The midfielder turns 36 on Wednesday, the day of England's opening tournament game against Croatia. Henderson looks set to make history this summer by becoming the first player to represent England at 7 different major tournaments. It's believed former Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim's agreed to become the new manager of AC Milan. The 41-year-old looks set to sign a 2-year deal with the Italian giants. The move could also potentially save United millions of pounds if Amorim does take over. The compensation he's received since his exit from Old Trafford will be heavily reduced. The former league-winning manager with Sporting was sacked in January. Another thing on United today is that Prime Video will follow the club throughout next season with an all-or-nothing Manchester United. And Real Madrid have completed the signing of defender Marc Cucurella from Chelsea. The fee is €60 million. Madrid confirmed earlier that the Spanish international arrives on a 6-year deal to run till 2032. Cucurella only signed the new deal with Chelsea last summer, which has another 3 years remaining. He'll join Jose Mourinho at the Bernabeu after the former Chelsea and Manchester United manager rejoined the club a few days ago. Denzel Dumfries and Ibrahima Konate are also expected to move to Real in a major shake-up defensively, and it's believed Bernardo Silva is also close to joining. Cucurella made 150 appearances at Chelsea since his arrival from Brighton in 2022. He won the Conference League and Club World Cup in 2025. And of course, he is part of Luis de la Fuente's Spain squad for this World Cup. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.